Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yesterday, inauguration took place. I watched hours and hours and hours and hours of the coverage. Thankfully, nothing crazy happened. I haven't even heard reports of attempts from a National Guard going rogue or someone trying to break in. It looked like the streets around the Capitol were just dead and empty. We're a decent amount of people there at the inauguration, but everybody was wearing masks. Always cool to see all the former presidents walk in and walk out. Biden gave like 11 speeches yesterday. I don't know how the heck the guy, I mean, what time is he waking up this morning? It just goes on and on and on and on. There was a girl who was getting national attention for a poem, inauguration poem that she wrote that was fantastic. And then J-Lo with the cringeworthy moment, at least in my household, when she got up to sing as part of the festivities.
Una nación bajo Dios indivisible con libertad y justicia para todos. Let's get loud.
Oh, Sean. Sean offended by the use of Spanish.
No, not that.
Oh, that's not it.
It's like in the anthem. When people go off script in the anthem throw in their own little verse or their own little... Yeah. You usually catch heat for that, you know? You usually catch heat for that. And J-Lo was trending, along with, of course, A-Rod sitting there in attendance as well.
I was waiting for Garth Brooks to say, "Pop is in the pen," before he did some other lyric for whatever song he wound up singing.
I'm shameless!
Yeah, you got to throw it. I mean, anytime you can shoehorn a song from 2001 in there, you got to be able to get that lyric in at the inauguration.
I will say, of all the musical performances, not only just during the inauguration during the day, but at night with the concert, you know, Bon Jovi and Katy Perry and all that stuff. What?
Yeah,
I know Bon Jovi's
just watching.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, watching Bon Jovi and Springsteen. Bon Jovi's so cheesy. Like, is it Laufenberg or Garrett? Is it Springsteen or Bon Jovi? I can't remember which stereotypical New Jersey one they love.
Yeah, but
Bon Jovi, just like with the camera and the setup and the sunset and all that, it's so cheesy.
I will say it really is. It was weird because Bon Jovi's performing on a boardwalk in Miami. I'm like, you're from Jersey. Isn't there a boardwalk there? But you know what, RJ? We're both 90s kids. Of all the performances yesterday, the one that got me really excited. The new Radicals came back. They had been broken up for 22 years, and they came back and performed. And I was like, holy crap, I feel like I'm back at Texas A&M rocking out.
I haven't heard of
it. I like this song, though.
Great song.
It's a good song.
Great song.
I missed Gaga. I had to walk the dog, so I missed Gaga's performance.
All I saw of that was online. Everyone's saying she had like some kind of Hunger's Game brooch on.
She did have a large mockingbird, but no, Gaga, she was, you know. She did good. I mean, come on.
Man,
I mean,
she can just flat out sing. She just got so much talent. But go watch her Netflix or whatever. Talk about a train wreck. I mean, a daily neurotic train wreck, smoking nonstop, just neurotic and crazy all over the place. And yeah. Gaga special.
You mean wearing a meat dress wasn't a cry for help?
And then Bernie Sanders sitting there with his mittens. That went viral. Oh. Bernie sitting there by himself with people with the meme. Why couldn't this have just been done over email? Michelle Obama standing out. Pence was like just in the back. I felt bad for
Pence.
He
was there?
Yeah, Pence was there. Welcome to the news world.
I didn't watch a whole lot of it. I can't watch
it. It's not
TV
watching it. It's been in the news forever that Pence was going to attend while Trump wasn't. But Pence was standing in the back of the room just by himself. Like, no one talking to him. No one going up to him. I was like, come on, show him some love. Hey, show him some love. It was real cool with the tradition of walking down the steps. And Vice President Harris, that was really cool as well.
Oh, speaking of walking down the steps, I know I'm a sneakerhead. But whoever decided to wear the Jordan 1 Dior's to the inauguration, wow. What? Bravo to you for stepping out in shoes that retail for $2,000 and probably sell on the aftermarket for like $10,000 to $15,000.
Listen, I've been to two of these, Sean. The number one must of the inauguration is you have to wear warm, comfortable shoes. I made the mistake. I wore like dress shoes both times. And there is nothing. It's muddy.
Why would you wear dress shoes the second time?
I don't remember.
Like, if it was a mistake the first time, why'd you do it again?
Well, I was also in high school and college. So I was an idiot. You know, I wasn't smart.
Yeah,
I still
back then you were. Yeah.
But it's a huge mistake.
Now you would go in Lululemon.
100%. I would wear gym clothes. There's not even a question.
I'm here for a moment in history and to get to my Zumba class.
I would probably wear my snowshoes because it's muddy, it's wet, it's cold. Sometimes it's snowing. It's terrible. It's an awful thing to go to. You have to wear
sneakers.
Sounds
like the St. Paddy's Day parade. Just a pool of vomit and throw up and
beer. Yeah, and cowboys attacking females on a balcony.
No, that was just that was a legend. So anyway, those were the inauguration highlights. And then while Biden was like walking the streets, you know, and like this moment with people on the sides, like he's walking down the street at Disney World, these reporters are like yelling questions to him. How will you unite the country? Can you unite the country? They're like yelling from these top balconies. I'm like, what are you doing? Is this some tradition I didn't know about? So that was pretty silly. But can you unite? What's your first act? Your first act of office?
Everyone's yelling the same question. How are you going to unite the country? How does it feel to bring us back together? Why not yell something random? Crinkle fries! Yes or no? Like something that would just throw him off.
Yeah.
And then they said that the White House was like sprayed down and clean like times 10 because the previous administration didn't believe in COVID much. Like, what if you're Biden walking in there and you're all paranoid that Trump like left COVID like on a desk or on a telephone? Like, Trump just like coughed on a few, had some COVID people come in and cough on the phones. And, You got to go ahead and wipe it down extra clean. They had their first press briefing. He like swore in people. He wrote executive orders. I was like, I thought they just had like a dinner, a cocktail hour at night, but no, they did like 48 things yesterday.
This is every year it's kind of now outside of the only difference this year was that usually the new president would walk the outgoing president to the other side of the Capitol, and he would take Marine One to the Air Force Base. Everything after that was the only thing that was changed. Everything else is the same. Parade, first acts, you sign executive orders, you swear in your cabinet. All that stuff was the same. The only thing different this year was that there was no outgoing president leaving the inauguration.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.